I'm going to read from the fourth chapter of Galatians. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. But when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who are under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, crying out, Abba, Father. You may be aware that there is very little evidence, no evidence of people celebrating the incarnation, what we call Christmas in the early and New Testament church, perhaps for 200 or 300 years after the birth of Christ. No one thought fit to celebrate it. They were more interested, I dare say, in his death and resurrection, which are theologically even more important. Yet here we have in Paul's letter to Galatia a reference to the Father sending forth the Son, being incarnated. That means being given a body, given human flesh here on planet Earth. And Paul says in verse 4, it was when the fullness of the time had come. In other words, God had planned the occasion very carefully. It wasn't a kind of last minute botch-up plan. It wasn't a knee-jerk reaction. Christ is the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The triune God knew that if a world of humans was to be created, there would be a rebellion and a fall. Well, God determined that the Lord Jesus would be born, what we call, around 4 BC. There is a little dispute there as to the exact year, but we can say more or less 2,000 years ago. And that time was a long time coming. The prophets were looking into it. The angels were looking into it. But Paul says the fullness of time, the incarnation of Christ, was the fullness of that time. And God the Son was born of a woman. The ancient Greeks were quite familiar with deities who came to visit them, pretending to be human beings. Sometimes their intentions were good. Sometimes they were questionable. But here we have the Son of God being born of a woman, literally coming out of a woman, literally clothed in flesh and blood, bone and sinew, a human like the rest of us, and yet God himself. Not only was he born of a woman, fulfilling that first prophecy given in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, fulfilling what Isaiah saw of the virgin being with child, but were told he was born under the law. The law of God, which condemns any who break it. That is the law under which the Lord Jesus was born. And unlike Adam, he did not break it. Though he be tempted like Adam, he did not yield. Born of a woman, born under law. Why? To redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption. Redemption, of course, means to buy back. It means to release from slavery they who have been enslaved. And Christ came to buy us back. Now, we're told under the law. The law condemns us, we're condemned to death, and we are redeemed from death, redeemed from slavery. He was also under the law. We are under the law, but we stand condemned by the law. Christ came that we might be redeemed, but not just to be redeemed, not just to be bought back, not just to be set free from slavery. Such a one was called a freedman in the ancient world. They could often become very rich and even quite powerful, but they could never be a fully voting citizen. Well, not only are we more than freedmen, we are adopted into the very family of God. Christ came to earth that we might be redeemed, rescued from the curse of the law, and readopted into the family of God. And it says, because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. We have the Holy Spirit of God dwelling within us, so that when we come to him in prayer, we approach not some foreign distant potentate, but to our Abba Father. We speak as child to patriarch, as little boy to Abba. Why? Because the Spirit is there in our heart crying out. This time of year is characterized by greed, eating too much, buying too much, drinking too much, perhaps even saying too much. Well, these are the most important words some people will hear at this time of year. When the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. Amen.